Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everybody, to Morning Magazine for this January 12th, 2023. It is 10:05 on the clock, and your host, James Jay, here at 10:30. We're going to welcome in Anna James, Natural Resources Educator with UW-Madison Division of Extension. Right now, our good friend J.R. Seward in, and it's Let's Talk Real Estate time. Good morning, J.R.
Good morning, and we are in a new year.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to definitely talk about how things ended up at the end of 2022. So we'll be covering that in this program. And go ahead and make that invite that we talked about.
Yeah, we want to certainly, first off, I want to open up the airwaves to our audience. If you guys have real estate questions, you got the best in the business here. Call up at 424-2600, ask your questions to JR. And really, that's any point in the conversation here. If you call in, we'll pause what we're doing and come back to it after your call. So 424-2600 is the number to call. And that's the case anytime JR joins us. But we'll make sure to mention that more and more. And as I say, JR joining us. JR's been joining us for a long time. We have something fun to announce here.
We really do. And it came as a surprise to me. You know, when you're when you've been doing something for a while, you kind of forget where it maybe all started and where it came from. So James, Pam is the one actually that brought it to our attention, I think.
We want to give Pam a lot of credit for this here, because this is actually the 7th anniversary of Let's Talk Real Estate today, starting the 8th year today. Congratulations, JR, to the whole staff, everybody. First, we first started doing this on January 12th, 2016, with Carl, of course.
Yes, yes.
And now what's really interesting about this for the audience, behind the curtain look here, JR was going to join us on Tuesday, which would have obviously not been the 12th.
Right.
We had to reschedule. It ends up this is the only date that would work. And what a coincidence that it's our 8th anniversary or 7th anniversary.
Yeah, it's amazing how sometimes those things just kind of work out. And it's great to be here. Our time with WFHR over the years has always been a very positive experience, and we appreciate the opportunity to talk directly to the local market and talk about real estate and how it affects home buyers and home sellers right here in our neighborhoods.
Few industries are more reputation-based than real estate. And when we have something like this in our area, where it's somebody that is on the same page as we are here at WFHR, taking care of our locals, taking care of our community, supporting our community, you guys and us, we have the same mission, really. And go about it different ways, of course, because we're in different mediums. Mm-hmm. But we have there's a similarity there, and there's a partnership there that, along with the rest of the community that we have, that we're so thankful to be a part of.
I really feel exactly the same way. I mean, WFHR, you know, even their logo, you know, and their messaging regarding homegrown, right? I mm-hmm. mean, it's really about this community. And we have a lot to be thankful for. And even though we are constantly facing new challenges, I really have to say that when I look at our community, we've stood up to those challenges and have really accomplished a lot and moved forward.
JR, we have a number of things to talk about today, and maybe we will touch on this throughout the conversation. But I did want to start our show because I noticed this, saw it, and really wanted to ask your opinion about it. We noticed that the lumber prices are dropping as supply chain issues subside. We're seeing a real change in that for the first time in years, where lumber prices have finally started to go down. Now, you and I, anybody who's listened to our show a couple of times even, let alone over the years, one of our bigger themes is lack of inventory. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that can be people not being able to build these houses.
That's certainly a factor.
And another big factor is certainly the rise of the price of lumber and all these extra things. It does seem like the market is starting to even out a little bit with that. Do you think that that can give hope to people out there that are looking for that forever home that they haven't found yet, that it hasn't been built yet? That's the issue. That we may see more houses being built, especially in rural areas, because of this.
I think it will, and it that, you know, certainly, especially with the affordability being a challenge too. Lower prices means then that there can be an opportunity for somebody to do that new construction. There's always going to be a difference between what they can buy in an existing home versus new construction. But when we had both supply chain disruption and shortages and increased prices, that really had an impact on the market.
Speaking of the market, we know that this is the market's changing all the time, and there is so much flux. There can be so much confusion for some people, especially if you are a young person getting into this industry and looking to buy a home for the first time or anything. That's why we so strongly recommend a trusted real estate advisor and going to you guys and reaching out beforehand when it comes to this subject matter.
And let's talk about how things ended up now at the end of 2022. We, you know, throughout the year, there were a couple of times where it's like, is this a trend or isn't it? And you know, is the market, you know, going to see a correction? Is there going to be a decrease in the number of homes sold year over year? And that actually did happen. But as always, we're going to dig in and, and try to establish what it was really based on. So when we look at the number of homes sold for the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, it did drop significantly over last year. It was down by 16%. We had 575 homes in the total market area for 2022, as opposed to 686 in 2021. So that was a definite difference. Looking at even a little bit further, in December of 2022, there were twice as many homes sold than there was in December. There were twice as many homes sold in December of 2021 than there were in December of 2022. So the trending is definitely continuing. We don't know how far that's going to, you know, continue. But at first blush, we might assume that it's because of higher interest rates, or we may assume because there's been a market shift and that it is now a buyer's market versus a seller's market. But at this point in our area, it's more about the lack of available homes. It had to eventually catch up. The demand continued, and there was not enough homes coming onto the market, either new construction or existing homes, to meet the supply. And I believe that that demand still exists. And here's some other things that kind of feed into that. To support that, the average sale price at the end of 2022 was 11% higher than the average sale price in the prior year. So we ended up the year at an average sale price of just over $189,000. As opposed to it was at about $170,000, $169,861 for the prior year. So that's that is definitely an indication that there hasn't been a big shift in from a seller's market to a buyer's market. Multiple offers on properties are still happening, maybe not as many and maybe not as often, but they're still happening. Just this last week, we had a home that came on the market. It was in that $130,000 price range, which is a real high demand price range. It went under contract within the first few days it was on the market. And then that particular buyer, things didn't work out for them, and so it came back on the market. And when it came back on the market, we had four or five different offers on that property.
Wow.
Which, again, if the market was shifting to a buyer's market, that wouldn't have been the case.
Right.
And it was one of those, you know, scratch your head, you know, why did the first time, was there only, you know, one offer versus, you know, a week later there was four? Well, it came on the market just prior to the holidays. So that's what we think probably happened. And when we look at the bigger picture, it really, within a 10-day period of time, still sold with multiple offers.
Sometimes it is Occam's razor. The simplest answer is the solution, you know, is what it is.
That's
interesting, though.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
It reminds me more and more of how real estate is not a one-size-fits-all thing. Mm-hmm. It really does depend on the person, the people, the location. So many other factors play into it. It also reminds me, too, of when I see national stories about real estate or buying or selling homes and these things. I really hope people, you know, take those as information. It's certainly knowledge, but it may not apply to you in your zip code.
And that's the case with anything that's out online. You know, you need to, you know, take it at its value, but within the context.
Yeah.
Of what it represents, and go to your local expert, regardless of, you know, what the area of expertise is, and get the information that's going to be, you know, most appropriate for, you know, your situation. Another thing that I saw that was of interest is that, you know, if there was a market shift, we would see a decrease or not a continual increase in the average sale price.
Right.
And it ticked up again in December, you know, which again is, I think, you know, a strong indication that the demand is still high out there.
It seems like December would be a month where there was not as many homes sold. It seems like you've got a lot going on in December. Buying a new home or moving into a new place, probably not going to be something that a lot of people are doing in December. Mm-hmm. Is that the case?
It is the case. There is seasonality in the market.
Yes, okay.
So we need to decide what sold is. So if sold is people going out and making an offer on a home, that's true. There is a decline. But if we're talking about a home that has been sold, which means it closed, that buyer made an offer on that home 30 to 45 days prior to December, which puts us, you know, sometime in November, so yes, there is a decline in the number, but it still isn't a decline compared to the seasonality of it.
Gotcha. How about average days on market?
That now has matched up with last year.
So
last year, the lowest it had gotten was 70 days on the market. And now we had been below that through the first three quarters of 2022. And now that has crept back up to 70. So kind of a more of a leveling than it, you know, getting crazy, right?
Which I think is healthy just economy-wise. Mm-hmm. You know, even just looking at this outside of just real estate, it shows a healthier economy when you're seeing more of that.
Yes, and becoming a little definitely more balanced.
Yeah, that's a better word for it, I think.
Yep, balanced, And, you know, then we also have been tracking, you know, over the years, the sold price versus the list price.
This one's always interesting.
Right? And so this year, the sold price versus the asking price ended up at an average of 102%.
It boggles my mind sometimes.
Right?
And that's up, apparently.
And the year prior, it was at 101%, and that was actually a stronger year. So therein, to me, lies the basis for us to say there's still a demand. And there's still a shortage of homes available to meet that demand.
It's interesting how I think that if you're watching the news or you just see a headline, it's one thing, and it gives you a piece of the story. When you put all this together, the story is explained to you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really in the numbers, so much of this. It's just always interesting to me.
We do get questions, you know, from buyers, and oftentimes, James, that end up saying, well, I heard, you know, the market, you know, has shifted, and so I'm going to want to make an offer for $5,000, $10,000 less than the asking price. Mm-hmm. I would caution, you know, mm-hmm. that particular buyer that is thinking along those lines, unless there's reason to support that. Mm-hmm. Don't make that decision based on what you're hearing in the national news, because you could end up losing on that property, because if somebody makes an offer that is closer to or over asking price, they're not even going to consider your offer. Right. They're not even going to counter your offer. They're going to go with, you know, somebody that came in with a stronger offer.
Everybody wants a deal. Everybody loves to get a deal.
Of course.
But
of
it's
course.
Probably not worth losing out on your favorite home, or the home that you finally found the home you want,
yes.
and everything. And,
yes.
For a couple of bucks less. It's
yes.
not worth it, really.
It's not like you can just go down the street and find another one like it.
Right, yes.
Especially in these market conditions. So I would caution buyers to be careful with that and make sure that they have all the facts and that they talk to their, you know, real estate advisor that they're working with, and make that determination based on that property and the market that it's in.
I mentioned this before. You know, my daughter, my oldest, her and her fiance just bought a home about a month ago and stuff. And one of the things that I was worried about when they were looking at homes in this is, you know, the other end of this. You know, you find that home and you've been looking, you're searching, and you actually find that home. The idea of there's one thing of overpaying more than, you know, maybe the listed price. Mm-hmm. A lot of people do that all the time with different things. Mm-hmm. But then there's being taken advantage of. Then there's, you know, an amount that a young couple could almost never come up from under, or something like that. And that's again why you want to go to trusted people. A good real estate agent is never going to put you in that position. That's the last thing they want. That doesn't help their industry, does not help their business. It's a part of the reason why we encourage people to take those extra steps, reach out, ask questions.
And I also want our listeners to, you know, be aware that that's where, when they're establishing that relationship with their realtor, that they should have a discussion with them about agency. A lot of buyers don't realize this, that unless you enter into what's called a buyer agency relationship with your realtor, that realtor by default is actually working in the seller's best interest, mm-hmm. as opposed to yours. That doesn't mean they're not going to be kind to you or honest,
right.
or any of those things. And doesn't mean that they're not going to be truthful, but they can't advocate for you as a buyer representative unless you've entered into that buyer agency relationship.
We're speaking with J.R. Seward from Cole Brinker Seward Realtors. And of course, phone lines are open, 424-2600. Feel free to call us with your real estate questions. We were getting to land sales, J.R. How is that looking?
That ended up trending the entire year down significantly from the year before. The land sales, and this includes lots and land, so when James and I are talking about land, we're not just talking about larger parcels. Mm-hmm. And that had a significant drop. It's down 26% year over year. And this kind of ties in with what James was talking about earlier in the year. We feel that contractor shortages, building material backlogs, increase in interest rates, you know, increase in building material costs, all may have affected people's decision as to whether or not they were going to go out and secure that parcel.
Yeah.
So what I would say is that maybe now would be a good time, especially with what James mentioned about building materials, you know, trending downward. Mm-hmm. This is the year. Go out and secure that parcel. You don't have to build on it immediately. Mm-hmm. You can wait to see if interest rates are going to trend downward. And that's another point, too. I think our listeners need to look beyond just this year. In the news, you're hearing about, you know, interest rates have doubled, you know, over a year ago, and those kind of headline comments sometimes can be scary and also, I think, misleading.
Yeah.
Interest rates are still very, very good right now. And if interest rates do come down in a couple years, you can always refinance. Yeah. Or another option that's out there is to look at an adjustable rate mortgage, which would be fixed for a period of maybe 2 to 3 years. Mm-hmm. Which would buy you some time and then refinance into a long-term fixed if rates do come down.
Really getting that hard part out of the way of the land.
Yes.
You know, that mm-hmm. part, if you can do that, that's such a good idea to be able to lock that down, secure mm-hmm. that.
Yep. And what did, was it your grandpa or was it your dad that used to say they're not making any more?
Yeah, God ain't making any more. Buy land. They ain't making any, God ain't making any more of it. Yeah, that's a good line. It is. Commercial sales, this one really interests me. I almost wanted to start here, JR, because I saw this as we were talking in our pregame, and it really stood out to me. The commercial sales are different. How that has changed from last year?
Yes, significant. It's up 25% year over year.
That's crazy. Especially with all the other things we just talked about.
Yes.
That's really impressive.
Yes. So this, to me, is saying that there are businesses and major companies that are saying, we're looking into the future. We feel the future looks good. Mm-hmm. We're not holding back. We're making those investments in business. We're making those investments in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. I was talking with a young investor who's, you know, going to be opening up a new restaurant in Port Edwards. Mm. And you know, you don't make those kinds of decisions if you feel that the economy is heading in a downward direction.
When we first started talking, our very first conversation, one of the things I learned from you, and I think it was even off air a little bit, was talking about real estate and how during the Great Depression, real estate was one of the few things that survived, that mm-hmm. was healthy in relative terms.
Yes.
During that time. And it fascinated me. And I asked you off air, like, why was this? What was going on? And just simply said, well, people always are going to need a place to live. Mm-hmm. And I think that there's a similar theme there with that. Like, mm-hmm. all these factors that we've talked about especially over the last couple of years about lack of inventory, all these different things, people are still, real estate is always going to find a way. People are always going to find a way to find that home that's perfect for them. That doesn't change. Regardless of all these other factors, it's going to push forward. It's going to continue on. I find that fascinating, interesting, and also very, like, something inspiring about that. Mm-hmm. Because that industry is us. That's mm-hmm. humanity. That's mm-hmm. people. We make that industry move.
That's right.
So the industry is a very good, it's almost a kind of good example of us and a barrier of us of like, hey, humanity is going to be okay. We still got hope. We're still doing this and this and this. And it's through real estate we see a lot of this, interestingly.
It really is. And it's always been a good, solid, long-term investment. It's not like some other investments that are as volatile. Bitcoin would be, right? But that's the neat thing about it is that it's also like you brought about brought up the human side of it. It's also the, you know, piece that is kind of neat because it's something that you can use.
Yeah.
It's not something that you just have in an account somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you get the enjoyment of it too.
You really get a feel of your investment. You get a full use of your investment.
And if you talk to, you know, your relatives that are older and go back many, many years, it's a foundation for building wealth, you know, for you and also for your family.
I've learned so much over the many conversations we've had, JR. I know I'm not alone. The audience has too. Really, really appreciate the time and everything you guys and your company put into this community of ours.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Already looking forward to next month.
All right, sounds good. And if anyone has a question or would like to contact us, please give us a call at 424-4800 or visit us online at coldwellbankerseward.com.
Tell the staff, everybody over there, hello for us, and we'll talk again real soon, Jay.
Sounds good. Thanks, James.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.